Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall joins us as we talk trade, specifically USMCA, in just a moment.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in Stockyard City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Longtime lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, now turned Chief Executive Officer Colin Woodall joins us today as we talk about the challenge of getting a vote on the U.S.-Canada-Mexico Agreement, USMCA. As a lot of folks in the House continue to focus on the impeachment hearings, that makes it more difficult to get a major piece of legislation like USMCA across the finish line.
Oh, it absolutely does, because it's just sucking all the oxygen out of Washington, D.C. right now. And even though Congress can walk and chew gum at the same time, right now is kind of hard for them because everybody is so focused on this impeachment action. I don't know where it's going to end up, Ron, but what I do know is that we continue to push on the House in particular to take action on a couple of outstanding items. And leading the list for us, of course, is getting USMCA done. We need that certainty, and we believe that the Speaker needs to go ahead and get a vote scheduled. And if she gets a vote scheduled, the votes are there to pass it. We just need her to put it on the calendar.
Are everything squared up as far as the administration got everything transmitted to them so that a vote can occur?
That is correct. The Speaker holds all the cards right now. And so she needs to determine at what point in time she's comfortable moving forward. And as we just talked about, her attention is elsewhere right now. And that's why we continue to try to get the grassroots push back into the House, not only on Republicans, but Democrats, and especially the Democratic leadership to say, let's get this thing voted on. Let's get it off the docket and let's all move on with life.
Seems like that we're almost have within reach solutions on all these key trade issues, at least as far as USMCA, Japan, and maybe even China.
Everything is done or awfully close to being done. You look at USMCA, all we need is to get that vote scheduled. It will pass when it's voted on. We have Japan, we're waiting on their legislative body, the Japanese Diet, to pass it, but that will happen and it'll be ready to go the first part of the year. We also have the U.S.-specific quota for the EU access, which will go into effect at the beginning of the year. China is still looking very promising. The fact that here we are, it's been almost 3 full months of negotiations and both parties are still at the table is very promising, and we know that a lot of our issues are on there. And then, of course, looking at Brexit and whether or not that's going to provide us an opportunity to talk about additional access into the UK. So on the trade front, there's a lot of positive things that have either happened or are on the cusp of happening.
On China, I know that we've heard some discussion that phytosanitary matters are involved. Mr. Lighthizer, Trade Ambassador Lighthizer, alluded to that early on. With this phase one deal, are you hopeful that we're going to see these rather substantial rules and hoops that they've got us jumping through to sell beef to China? Are they going to be eased up?
We believe so. For us, it's two things. It is the ban that they have on our use of implant hormones, and it's the ban on our use of beta agonists. Both are proven production technologies that have the science and our experience behind them, and they have been used as a non-tariff trade barrier. So we have asked the President and Ambassador Lighthizer and Ambassador Dowd to try to take those barriers down. While we don't know exactly what the final decision on that is, we do know that they have been on the table. So we are hopeful that we can get either them eliminated or at least eased up a little bit to make access into China more beneficial to us.
Talking trade issues with the new Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,900 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.